Earlier this week, Chloe Goodson, the raptor curator at the Eagle Foundation, got quite the surprise while working outside on the property.
We were shoveling away. It was just three of us. There was myself, another staff member, and an intern. And suddenly we struck something that wasn't quite breaking apart. And we were sort of wondering, like, what is this object? One person said, is that like a coconut? Another person, like, is that like a clay pot or something? This is really weird. We looked inside. One of the interns said she could, like, see like traces of like where blood vessels were. So we were thinking, like, what kind of animal was this at some point? So we turned it around. Then we came face to face with what was a human skull. You could see like the top of the ridges for the eyes, and then part of the bridge of the nose was still there, like between the eyes.
Goodson says the dirt pile was delivered from a site at 6.5 mile Haines Highway. They were working to convert two sheds into aviaries for the raptors.
Everyone was pretty much just in shock, eyes wide, jaws dropped.
She says they stood there in utter astonishment for a moment before alerting Foundation Director Cheryl McRoberts and calling the police. Interim Police Chief Robert Griffith says the police are working with local tribal organizations.
We have a human skull that was found that's an ancient artifact. So we're coordinating the excavation of that site with in collaboration and cooperation with both of our tribes in town.
Haines police responded and initiated an investigation Monday afternoon. Griffith says local anthropologist Anastasia Wiley examined the artifact and determined the remains are those of a female Native American, at least 40 years of age, and most likely date from before the 1700s. Griffith says the state medical examiner's office is looking at photographs of the skull. When the origin and age of the remains are determined, it will return to ancestors in the area for a traditional burial.
If it's truly an antiquity, and we believe it is based on our limited knowledge of it, then the medical examiner will just simply turn it back over to us to release to, quote, the family. And in this case, the family would be their descendants, which would be the local Native organizations.
When police arrived, they found another small piece of bone in the pile. Goodson says watching the anthropologist examine the skull and make her observations was fascinating.
She just like came to the conclusion of like, oh, older, possibly female, Native American, before 1700s, and she just went into all of the explanation for that, and it was just really impressive.
Goodson says she volunteered to help go through the dirt pile with Wiley and other volunteers this weekend.
When I took the job as raptor curator, I never thought I would dig up human remains. So that was pretty interesting.
The site at 6.5 mile will be excavated to see if there are any other remains in the area. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.